We discussed the severity of Emir Lakum, that it includes both the Isur of Davar Dovar, if the Amira takes place on Shabbos itself, that it includes an Isur of, thank you very much, Matthias Malacha Al Yidei Goy, obviously, and that's even if the Amira of the instructions takes place not on Shabbos, and it includes an obligation to get in the, to discourage a Goy who wants to do Malacha for me, even though it's been done entirely for me, and I may not have commissioned it, but nevertheless I shouldn't discourage Goy from doing it. And it includes an Isur Hanah, that I'm not allowed to benefit from a Goy's activities on my behalf, and I can't even benefit from it even after Shabbos B'chei Shiyasu, because we want to discourage him from doing it in the future. The Achronim point out that if the obligation we have to discourage, or say to be Nen, has limitations. So let's say if I commissioned, I asked the Goy to put on a light in my house. I did the Isur of Emir Liakum, and there's a very defining quip from Rabbi Reisman. He says when he was growing up, Emir Lakum was an Isur. When you get older, Emir Lakum was a Heter. Right? It's important reorientation. We always think of ask a Goy to do it as a Heter. Sometimes it is a Heter. But you have to reorient in your mind. Emir Lakum is really an Isur. It's also to ask a Goy to do Malacha for you. All right. And then there are some times when, since it's Nisa Rabbanan, when we can be Megal in the Nisa Rabbanan. But the orientation has to be that it's that's an Isur. So if I violated the Isur, and I asked, and then my house was pitch black, and I asked the Goy to put in a light for me, and then no other circumstances, then I cannot be Nana from the Malach of the Goy. I have to leave my house. If, on the other hand, the Goy did not did the malacha for me, but I didn't request it to be done for me, so then Chazal didn't have to leave my house. I'm allowed to stay in the house and benefit from the light, because the Isur Hanah has limitations of how far one has to go. But that's only if it was a malacha that was not commissioned. We discussed last week the difference between a Sipur Devarim Ba'alma, which is Mutter, and a Remez, which is Osir. And there are times when we are Soymech, when Chazal Remeko, we've discussed even for Cholish Ein Basakona, Chazal Remeko. And for the most part, we will use the Amira La'akum as a contributing kula to a shvus to shvus b'mokay mitzvah. The Mechaber the din of shvus to shvus b'mokay mitzvah is widely accepted, even though there are achronim who say that it only should be applied its source is in the parsha of Mila and should only apply to Mila, but again I think it's widely accepted that it goes beyond Mila. There is a discussion about this, the position of the Baal Ha'iter. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Siv Beis. This is very important. It comes up very often in shuls, in Reish Ayin Vav Ne'er Shilik in the Yudim V'Shabbos. So at the end, in Siv Beis, the Mechaber quotes that if you have Jews and non-Jews sitting together, and a non-Jew lit, if it's mostly for non-Jews, the majority of the group are not Jewish, then one's allowed to continue benefiting from the light. In Rav Yisrael, I feel a mechza, Vim yeshe chachos l'tzarech en yudi madlika kagoyin shanu royim shumishtam shlower, then it would be mutaj. If it's mostly Jews, then it's also to benefit from it. If it's clear that the guy was doing it for himself, even though he's benefiting from it, even though it's mostly Jews, it's still mutter. So then there are more quotes. Yesh oimrim, there are those who say that it's mutter loimar le'ena yehudi la'lik le'ner le'su'una shabbos. Bishum de svirulei du mutter ambiru le'yudi afilu b'mlocha gemura b'mokai mitzvah. And even though we pointed out that the Gemara says in Parshas in Rav Zan Mila that a shvus to shvus is mutter, that asking a goy to do a derbonon is mutter. So the mashmoa says asking a goy to do a derais is not mutter. Nevertheless, the Ramah says that the Ran at the end of the parak Rav Zan Mila quotes the Eitur, famous, became a famous sheet as well, the Eitur, that if I can't have my Suda Shabbos without the involvement of a goy, I don't have enough light to have a Suda Shabbos. So then the Eitur said, "Mutter loim the Yehudi lahalik ner leiner l'Suda Shabbos mishum desvir leit the mutter amir lanachri afilu b'mlocha gemur b'mokay mitzvah shal pizeh nogu rabim lahokel b'davar." And the Ramah says it had become a common kula to ask a non-Jew to light neiros l'tzarech Suda b'frat b'sudas chasen aymila. Especially if you had a wedding on Friday afternoon and you had the meal Friday night, or you had a bris on Shabbos, ve'ein moichet biyodom, and the Rama says, and it became accepted, and no one's saying they're doing the wrong thing. So it's an amiro la'akum l'tzarech mitzvah. Says the Rama, v'yesh lachmir b'makom she'ein tzarech gadol, d'horoy v'apoyskim cholkim al svarazu. The Rama says, but most Rishonim are against this. And therefore, if there's no tzarech gadol, then we should not rely on this kula. The tzarech gadol, the Rama says that then he went along with ein mocha biyadam. The Mishnah Brura, when he discusses this Rama, this baliter, shlehech miraf tzarech gadol. And he says that the shla was machmir even for tzarech gadol. V'shekein ro noigim bekilas chashuvim sheyoshin b'chashecha b'moitzoi Shabbos afilu b'chasana ad she'omer akol baruchu v'chein nogu agoy. And he says, and the shla said that's the way it was, that by sholoshudas had a long meal, and I guess it was a sheva brachas meal, and they sat in the dark until they said Baruch Hu. Uprima godem mitzadei lehokel lalikal in Yehudik b'moisei Shabbos tzarech mitzvah af kishu adayin bein hashmashos v'choshechin be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashos tzarech mitzvah d'mevadei mutter. And the Uprima godem, who also adopted the position against the Baal Eitur, he said, where is their root b'mekel if it's bein hashmashos? Ben Hashmoshos, to ask a goy Ben Hashmoshos to do a melacha de raisa litzorech mitzvah, so that the Pim Megonim is Meikel, that also that is a widely accepted kula. Right, it comes up when a person is got stuck in traffic on a Friday afternoon, and he misjudged things, or he wasn't aware of some traffic situation, so he ended up leaving, and now he's on the road, and he made a mistake in leaving close to Shabbos, and now he is stuck. So what he's allowed to do is have a goy. He's allowed to explicitly ask a goy to get him home, as long as he'll get home before tzeis. Right, so what that is an amira lenachri, I mean, and a suffik Shabbos. So even though we wouldn't do a malacha, but at the end of the day, it is a suffik and an isa derabbanon l'tzarech mitzvah. You can't ask a guy, you can't say suffik on l'kula, because we are more machmir in b'nei shmoshes. And we do not treat Ben Hashmashos as a regular suffix. We don't say every single Ben Hashmashos is suffix to one of the kula. Right? We don't allow ourselves to do drabbanon. There's a Mishnah, and Shabbos says that you're allowed to do certain. You can still be mafresh shumas and meisers ben hashemashers. Then he said drabbanon. So he drabbanon lekula. I need a Mishnah to tell me. No. Halach is that ben hashemashers we are machmir on Soviet drabbanon. There's a Mishnah at the beginning of the third volume explains that the reason, several reasons why we're machmir. One is because because. When we say Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula, once there are three reasons. One reason is that we don't mean Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula in a routine fashion. Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula means that I have to respond to a situation, but not that we routinely. The other reason that the Mishnah Berurah quotes is that whenever employing Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula would lead to a contradictory, to an inconsistent practice, that we don't say Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula. In other words, would we apply the rule of Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula at the beginning of Shabbos, then we would largely have to apply to the end of Shabbos. And that's an inconsistent application, because we know that either Shabbos begins with Shkia, and ends with Shkia, begins with Seis, and ends with Seis. So we don't know, so we're machmer on both sides. So to have a kula that if you'd keep it consistently, it would be self-contradictory. In that case, we don't say Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula. So we don't say Sofik Dirabbanan Lekula with Ben Hashmashes and Shabbos. But when there's a Tzorech and the Tzorech Mitzvah, so then we do say that we can even be mekel in the Easter of Amir Leakon. So that's one etzah to give a person who calls up the rabbi from his car, from the cell phone, on a late Friday afternoon. To get off the road and get a cab, right? That's probably the easiest thing to do, to leave the car someplace, and then you get an extra, easy, at least an extra 40 minutes. Right, to get home or within close to home. So that's what the Shlo says, that they had a Shever Brachas, Shol Shudas, and it was getting dark, and they weren't into the Kumzit style situation. They didn't think there was a problem. That we'd say, no, it's not what's the problem. That's supposed to be happening. But apparently it was before that Advent, so they said this is a problem. Nevertheless, they said that they were not soimech on Amira Le'akum Litzorech Suda Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah strengthens the position of the Ramah to say that since the Baal Eitir is a Das Yochid, I think he has it here also, Mia Kavan. He writes, once the Ramah was machmer, and since it's only a Das Yochid, and the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rambam, and Ogdelech Rishonim were against this Baal Eitir, so therefore, we are not soimich on this Baal Eitir. I would say, however, there's one very big however, and that is very often in shuls. It is not uncommon for shuls to be soimich on a Mir Liakim L'Tzorech Mitzvah, L'Tzorech Tzibur L'Tzorech Mitzvah. Right? For example, classic case is usually it's the Rabbonans. Let's say the air conditioning goes out. So there are two problems the air conditioning goes out. One is that the people will be schwitzing, be very, very uncomfortable. Once they're uncomfortable, they're not going to be davening so well. Then they're complaining, so they end up schmoozing. So it really takes away from the whole davening. And it could, if the word gets out that your shul doesn't have air conditioning, it's an unreliable air conditioning, you're going to lose the minyan. You're going to lose Balabatim. So it's one of the big distractions. One of the, if you have unreliable air conditioning in the summer in New York, it's not a good situation for growing membership. So in terms of Basher Usham, that davening, if the air conditioning goes out and it's already after the drush and it's after it's by Musabai, not a problem. But if the air conditioning goes out during Shuk Zimra, so then it's going to be a very shvach davening. So that would be a situation where fixing it is a drabbanon. And I don't mean bringing in a crew. I mean turning the thermostat. Yeah? So moving it up or flicking the switch if someone hit the switch. Or let's say somebody hit the switch, or the timer didn't go on properly. So now you're going to have Balabatim having a hard time davening. Right? And again, it gets more complicated nowadays because people will have a hard time davening. And then what's going to happen is that the Jews who have a harder time davening than a sitter, whether it's because for whatever reason, maybe they're Balei Tshuva, whatever reason, so they're going to get more upset that the shul is not taking care of it, because there are Jews who are okay without a sitter. So it becomes much more of a source of aggravation in a larger shul. So the problem is that davening won't be so good. Now, vast majority of the time, nowadays, most lights are drabonon. Incandescent lights is an isa deraisa. But outside of incandescent lights is an isa drabonon. So again, most of the time you're talking about a shvus to shvus. Right? And turning the thermostat is going to be a shvus to shvus. You're going to ask a goy to do a drabonon. That's our mitzvah, that Jews should be able to daven comfortably, that they shouldn't get upset and aggravated and then give aggravations. That's an easy. If they have an incandescent light, so then if people cannot daven, so then l'chor yisoymech on the eater to have a goy do a day raisa, but l'tzorech rabim l'tzorech mitzvah. All right, that would be what the Rambam would say. There is an eater which the Rambam says that at one point people know it to be soymechan. There is a discussion in the Gedolei HaPoskim, because this issue became a pressing issue by Ne'ila and Yom Kippur. And when you had, before they had electric light, candlelight, right? So all the Yom Kippur, all right, enough light. Where do you lose the light? By Ne'ila. So by Ne'ila, it was commonplace in many shuls that Goyim would come in by Ne'ila and Yom Kippur to turn on the lights. And the discussions in the Svarim and apparently in the shul became very, very charged. Mikotza lakotza. There were those who were saying, how can we not have light in the Ila? How can we not daven probably in the Ila? Right? And then there were those who would say, how can you have a goy do a malacha for you by the Ila? So it became very, very charged. You see in the Svarim, the Rebbe has that al das tmiyase al shenoygin b'harbi mekoymi shenochmi madlik neiris mekipurim le'eis tfilat ne'ila. So yoda ma'alosai. He said, Nobody says that that was the practice. I did away with it. He said, I did away with it even before I came to Prague. He was a rabbi in a place called Yampula. I don't know how to pronounce it. And he says, there I found that they had goyim come in. Bitalti aminagaze. Itarti, she italtel and nochri and neir shikvar dolkos mevinkev. I did allow the Yisrael Muktzai day goyim. I did allow that Goyim could carry the candles around, and maybe it's a psikresha, and maybe it's that not a day raisa, but lights flicks up a little bit. I don't know, Darshan was scavenging. So that he was makel, and to put them all over the shuls. He says, and that it was mutter because he held that was a shvus shvokim mitzvah. The oilam shenoygim hetesh yadlik neighbors, and those who say that you can have Goyim come in and light, that's the Ramah, that's the Arishain Vav. Space and Hagah, and even though the Ramah writes that you should be machmer b'makom shein tzarech gadol, ha'olam choshim zeh letzarech gadol. By the ila to be able to say ila, that's a tzarech gadol, right? Then the Yehuda writes, avol bem is koshim oid b'yom hakodesh hazeh lechnois bepirtzah dechuka. And Yom HaKodesh by the Ila, you're going to be soymech and a das yochid. In kvar choshecha yom kodem shesbal v'tzibu in this malachash. So then he says that if it's really, really dark, all right, then I'll leave it. Because what are they going to do? Avim v'tzibu kvar spalu. But however, if they've already davened the Ila, they said, you know, if they haven't said the tefillah malachash yet, it isn't a yudas cheshbon. Ah, tzarechol. But let's say they said the tefillah belachash. So what's happening is the shliach tzibur. No, you'll find a candle for the shliach tzibur. You have to find one candle. You don't have to light another one. So then I would say, to be, and he said, "Umi bi kesh zois miatzibur lemer piyutim." He says, "So what? So you want to see something? You want to see the Yid Gomi to say rachamim? You'll listen to the shots and let him say it for you." So then I would say that it's better not to have a goy come in. But again, you see the tension in being soymech on the itur for a tzorech, even for a tzorech rabbin, tzorech mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa, again, halacha l'maisa, it depends. Usually, our situation is rabbanon, so it's much easier. But that would be that would be the decision that a rabbi has to make. Is he going to be soymech? If it wouldn't be a tzorech rabbin, tzorech mitzvah, then you don't precedent for it. But a tzorech rabbin, tzorech mitzvah, that you would have a precedent. Shvus to shvus is a mocking mitzvah. That again, I said, that I think is commonplace at Rebekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that he thinks that taking care of unexpected guests is a tzorech mitzvah, not to be semech on the eater, but to be semech on the shvus to shvus. Yeah?
Does it matter whether you ask the guy before Shabbos or on Shabbos?
No, I don't think so. Because before Shabbos or on Shabbos is the issue of whether one will be over dabra dover. But the issue of shlichus liakum and having a goy do malacha for you, that's irrespective of what is on Shabbos before Shabbos.
So what is this, the fabled Shabbos goy we hear about, you know, the shtetls that the community had their own goy who would turn on the lights in the shul, and I've seen that also in different out-of-town Jewish communities, like the goy janitor, he's the one who turns off the lights after Marav, and he turns on the lights when the tzibura comes in, he opens up. So it could still be somach on the enter.
Right, so there are two... There were two halachas that are in place. And one is a lot of it is a shvus to shvus, right? That's number one. And there is a machlegis haposkim. Can you use shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah in a routine basis? Can you make that part of your routine? Rav Shechter is very. It's not. I believe says you cannot use a shvus to shvus. You can't build a system around shvus to shvus. You can't have begin hire the guy and tell the guy do the following and have older. You can't set it up such that the guy puts on the fluorescent lights in Shabbos, right? If the lights don't go on, if the timer doesn't work, so then Shabbos to Shabbos, asking a guy to put on the fluorescent lights is Rabbanan. If David Cohen, when I spoke to him, he thought one can have a routine. He thought Shabbos to Shabbos is like Hutra Dechuya. He thought Shabbos to Shabbos is like Hutra, and therefore one can build that into a system. So at first, so one of the things which is happening is that it's an Amira Le'akum to do Drabbanans. Almost all things that happen are Drabbanans. That's one thing in place. The other idea which is in place in what you're describing and has to be done very judiciously is asking a guy to do a deraisa. So then there is precedent as we're pointing out for tzorech mitzvah tzorech rabbim. Would we say better have the lights burn all of Shabbos and not have a guy put on an incandescent light? So Lanias died, I would say yes. I would say that it's better, but again, I could see Rabbanim maybe discussing otherwise, depending on how much money is involved. Right? Another halach which is in place on them is an amira le'amira. Is a machlokas. Let's say you have a goyisha service, and you speak to the goyisha dispatcher, and you say the following things have to get done, and the dispatcher now speaks to the goy who comes in. So there is a discussion amongst the poskim in Shin Vav Sif Chav Dalin. What's the din of amira le'amira? Is amira da amira for a drabon? Is that a shvus to shvus? Is that one shvus? If I ask a goy to ask a goy, all right? I ask the dispatcher to ask a goy to do a drabon. All right? I ask the dispatcher to send me a cab. The guy who's driving the cab is doing it. He said, "Eraisa, what did I do? Did I do an amira lanachri or did I do a shvus to shvus? Because I spoke to one goy, shvus number one, to another guy, shvus number two." So generally speaking, we assume, I mean, the example I gave is not a good example because when I get into the cab, it becomes one amira. Right? So the example that I gave is you have to work very hard so that it is a genuine amira, da amira even. That the guy is driving, he's away there anyways, right, whatever reason, but so Yishuv becomes one of your. But the question that you're raising, it can very often be that I tell the dispatcher, he tells the guy. So there could be a Rabbanim will say, that's already a Shavuz to Shavuz, right? Because it's a one Amir to the other. That is discussed in Shin Vav, the Chavis Yor is Mitzanid Lekula, but he only wants to apply it in a to create a shvus de shvus on a drabbonon. Right, he does not want to do it. Or the mokim hefsid godol. Then he can be soymech on those who are mekel, and mekel is in a vodas hakeshuni, I think, who's the one who's mekel. So back to your question. So one, it would be entirely appropriate to do a shvus de shvus. I would say again, to have a do this on a routine basis, there is yesh al milas smoch to have a routine shvus to shvus or shech to be against it. Then there would be the possibility of an amira da amira if there's hefsed gadol, even though there are many hold that that's not correct, and many hold that shvus to shvus have to use two different kinds of drabbonans, but to use the same drabbonan, right, just like you can't say I'm doing a shinui with a shinui. That's one big shinui, and I'll do it doubly strange. No, that's not a drabbonan. That's doing a day rice in a very, very strange way. So because I'm doing it in a very, very strange way, doesn't mean that it becomes a double drabbonan. So over here, because I'm commissioning a goy to commission a goy, I'm commissioning a goy. Right? So that's the chiddush of the Avodas HaGrishuni. That I commission a goy, he commissioned another goy, that could be called the shvus to shvus. All right. So that would be another. And then another pathway which is being used is where the goy is not being called to do it in Shabbos. He's told to get it done. Right, let's say I ask they tell the guy that the shul, over the course of Shabbos, the shul looks a mess. Right? I can't tell the guy to clean it on Shabbos. I can tell the guy by Sunday morning it should be clean. It might be in the guy's best interest to clean it on Shabbos, not to lose his Moitzoy Shabbos. It could be. So then that would be another tzad l'kula. Sometimes when you have such high traffic in a shul that the shul itself just doesn't look b'chavadik in the course of certainly the 2-day Yom Tov. And you have high traffic, so the bathrooms are not b'chavadik, so then that would also be, I think, a tzorach mitzvah. In addition, you have to realize that when you ask a non-Jew to take care of something, and they can do without a malacha, and life is easier for them if they do a malacha. And I tell the guy, sweeping up is good enough. After, by Musaf, the place looks a mess, candy wrappers, all sorts of things on the floor. And he says, I'm going to use a vacuum. So that's a daita nafshoi. I didn't ask him to use a vacuum, I asked him to sweep. He wants to use a vacuum. I asked him to make it presentable, to sweep it up, and that the floor is mopped by Monday morning. It's in his best interest to have to do it all at once. Sweep and have the floors mopped. So he's going to do it on Shabbos. So I wouldn't want him to do it when everybody's around. I'm Shemilsa, but that's a daita nafshoi. So those are the different, in terms of the fabled goy, the different approaches that are in place. I think.
Is the tzorach gadol to the iter? Is that only just for a lot of people, or let's say an individual feels for himself it's a tzorach gadol? Someone asked me this year, like, they're going out, they live in an apartment building, they're going out Friday night, their whole family, they want to know if they could have the doorman pull out their candles, like, after the last minute time, so they wouldn't be worried. Like, something like that, if someone feels like it's a
tzorach gadol. Yes, I don't know of a. Generally, the eater, as far as I know, the eater is when it's sanctioned, it's a tzorach tzibur, a tzorach mitzvah. But for not causing a fire would warrant a mir l'nachri. Over here, the question is, what we're really warranting is the family leaving. The family would be comfortable if they stay. So I don't think it's that I should be able to leave and eat out, I don't think it's a Tzarech Gadol. Or you can go a step further, for me to be able to light flame neiros as opposed to electric neiros, I don't know if that's a Tzarech Gadol. And I can be kind of the bits with the very price, I can be kind of the bits with electric light. So I want to light, which is correct, should light the flames. But I don't know, you know, I don't, the Tzarech there is not correctly described as not causing a fire. The Tzarech is correctly described as either going to the Suda or lighting flames. So I don't think either of those Tzarech.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
So the first question for if you're doing a loop, right?
Yeah.
If you told them once, let's say, on one Shabbos, that'd be the mirror. But like, if they're doing it by themselves afterwards, all the time, you're not doing the mirror anymore. They're doing shvus for their banans on Shabbos, and it's the case of Rav Shechter that's regular now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying anything. So is it Da'ati Nafshe, or is it, or I mean, are they just doing it wrong? They know you want it done.
Yes, I don't think it's that. Yeah, I don't think it's that Nafshe. When once you tell the. You have a non-Jew who understands.
Right.
So I think that's still an Amira. I don't think.
That you, yeah, when you said, like, when you walk in, that's the cue for me to
right,
touch
so
the elevator. That means.
I hire the guy,
yeah.
And I said, this is the deal. We want to put the lights on every single Shabbos. So I'm doing it at when the contract begins, but that's an Amira for every single Shabbos after it, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
And so if it's for the Tzibor, Tzarech Gadol, for Rabim.
So there would be mokum lahokel. However, we have to phrase the question. There, the question really is the alternative to leave it on all of Shabbos. So is that a tzarech gadol and tzarech mitzvah? So.
But I never told them to turn it off. They just do it as part of it.
That's a good point.
They turn off the
right.
I never even wanted. I don't know.
Right. That's correct. If a guy turns off and he's turning it back on to correct his turning off, then that's not a problem in Milan Ochri. But again,
I just wanted them to heat up the food in a heater that's okay for them, let's say. So I just wanted them to heat up the food. They're turning the lights, they're moving this, they're doing that, they're turning it off.
If heating up the food is separate, Shia, Chazar and Shia also are in the Yaakov. But if it's heating the food in a fashion that's mutter,
right.
But the only way to get there is to turn on the lights. It could also be in a mirror. I think it depends how dark it would be without the lights on. If they can do it, the turning on the lights to make it more comfortable for them is a daita nafshei.
Kind of piggybacking on that question, in Europe and in the city also, I think they have restaurants that are open on Friday night.
Yeah.
So in those cases, if you first of all, if you take a moment to speak to the halachic aspects of it, that may go beyond my question. But if there are ways of heating the food in a mutter way, then could the guy decide that he just wants to heat it up in the normal way, like as long as the mutter ways are available to him, would there still be an Isser Hana if he heated it up in a non-mutter way?
Right, so when it comes to Shia and Chazara, so there Chazal were much more machmir. There's several places where Chazal were more machmir in Amir la'akum on Shabbos than in other Isirei de Rabbanon. So one of the places is in Reishon and Gimel when it comes to Shia and Chazara and Shabbos. So there the Mechaber writes that one cannot have a goy do the Shi'i and Chazara. Chazal asked al yidei goy. So apparently that means that Shi'i and Chazara are isurim that one has to make sure they don't happen. It's not an Isur pu'ula, but it's also an Isur to make sure that it doesn't happen. So that would be, even though Shi'in Chazar are only mutter for a Jew when the food is fully cooked. So it really is a shvus to shvus. A mir l'nochmi to do Shi'in Chazar, a shui mutter. The Chaber has that's part of the Isurim of Shi'in Chazar, is not even like the Akum is Aser. And it seems like that even if a guy would do it, and it would be in a way that's definitely usher for a Jew, then the penalties of Shin Chazir also apply.
Even if you just asked him to cook it in a way that was mutter. I mean, you asked to put the
and then he could, that's a different question. I asked the guy to do Shehiyah, and he ends up doing Bishul on Shabbos. That's a different question.
Okay, well, let's say you asked him to do Shehiyah in a way that was mutter, and he did Shehiyah in a way that was asur.
Oh, sir. I asked him to do Chazara, keeping it off the tape,
right,
with all the Tanoim.
Right.
I believe there would be a way to, in principle, the answer is that it would be Osir. I think practically it would be very hard to be Machmir, I guess, because practically there probably are enough ways of learning Pshat in the Tanoim Chazara that would be very, unless he was a Lamdan, he would end up, he couldn't, but I think so. But in principle, I think that would be a problem.
So, are there other problems with the restaurants that
The restaurants that are open? I assume that the ones that they're obviously under Hechsher, and the Rabbanim who are making sure that everything that's being done inside could be done by a Jew, all right? That they could cut corners in certain things. So, for example, whereas Lani is deity, and there are others who disagree with this, that one should not open an oven on Shabbos because that's a psik reisha. So the sort of Shechter is Mekel on a psik reisha of Mir Eliyakim. They ask him to do something, and the Eish is going to be a psik reisha for at least something in my car. So, and the only problem, so the two problems with getting it. One is some machlokas whether moving the car door is tiltul mbuktz or not. Rav Moshe was Mekel on it, and Yivam and Chemachem, Rav Shechter says also to move part of mbuktz. But let's say there's another problem. Everybody holds the problem that the light's going to go on when they get the thing out of the car. So that is a psik reisha. All right, classic example. I left the light on in my fridge. All right? So now comes Shabbos, can't open my fridge door because of psik reisha. Open the door, the light goes on. So I can ask a goy explicitly to open the fridge door. I don't have to do a steeper dvar bialma. Why? Because that is an easter psik reisha. So, whereas there are poskim who say that that's also for goy as well, if Shechter holds, and I think that's askama sereva poskim. I think that since my amira is on something that's entirely mutter, my amira is open the door. For me, I have to worry about the secondary problem of psikration. But the goy, for me, is a dover hamiskaven. For the goy, it's not on his radar. So to ask a goy, so there are. There are many corners that one can cut in the kitchen when there's a goy. That's the classic one. So they can open the oven door because that's a psik reisha on the fire coming out. But on the Shehiyah Chazar, you can't cut any corners in that. And then in terms of, you have to be careful how the Mekoch HaMemker aspect goes. And then there's an overarching issue of whether will it create a zilzal for the tzibur. So those are the...
How do we have the hot kiddushes, meatballs, and sauce?
How do you have the same way that you have any hot chillin' in your house?
Chillin' fine, I kept overnight. Meatballs and sauce for Shabbos morning has not been in the heater all night.
That's it.
Oh, that's
it. Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think so.
That's why they don't taste so good. That's why a Jew would only have that for Kiddush Shabbos morning. they wouldn't eat that stuff on a Tuesday night.
otherwise it'd be a problem if they were putting in that day.
There are probably tzadim lahakel because there is a run. This is not my turf. I think Rabbi Willie teaches this, no?
No.
Okay, I have to take out the notes on the... there is a run that maybe that some somachan that it was in when Shabbos came in. I'm sure we will discuss that in the...
Why is it different when you get into the car of the taxi, it's Amir Lavin, even though he was sent by the dispatcher, right?
Yeah.
Why is it different than a case of Remez, where he's doing the thing he didn't ask for, and that's not considered?
Because Remez is a dait enough choice. Sipur de Rami Alma. Remez means he wants to help me out. Over here, when I sit down in the cab, so the driver's not responding to me. He came there because the dispatcher sent him. All right? But it's just hard to And it could be that you could design a situation where he's responding to the dispatcher. It could be that you could tell him, I'm going to get in the car, I don't want to discuss it with him, he should take me to this place. If he ends up having the wrong address, I'm not going to say a word. If he goes in crazy traffic, I'm going to say a word. You may be able to design it, but you have to work hard to orchestrate that you're getting to the car is not Lu Yitzur, you wouldn't get into the car. So where is this guy driving? Dispatcher told him to drive. I don't know, he's not driving, he's not going any place other fair. So you'd have to orchestrate it in such a way that the dispatcher tells the guy, and he's going there anyways, and now you're going for the ride. It may be doable.
So by Remez, we don't consider that he's responding to me.
Correct. The two guys, the Remez that's referred to in the Ramah is also. The Ramah is also in Remez. That is why I send him a note, where I tell him, I'm going to give you a Remez. I won't say a word. I get in the car, I want to get to the 90 West End, right? So then, that's a Remez HaAsura. The Remez HaMutar is when I tell the guy, very dark in my house, right? I tell the guy, come in for the classic one that the Europeans like doing is, come in for a schnapps, I need to celebrate, right? And the guy comes in, and then you say, the guy realizes, and you tell him, it's in his closet, I can't see which bottle I'm getting. I may end up getting you liqueur and not schnapps. So that's a serious thing for a Jew also, unfortunately. So he has to, I need some light. So that's a sibur amu, that's a nafshoi. So that would be, that's a sibur, right? And Remez, and as we discussed last week, that the Gedolei HaPoskim raised the question of if I knock on a person's door, whom I never knock on his door unless it's Shabbos, and I tell him a story, is that a Remez, that's a sibur amu? That's
because then he's responding to me.
Correct. Well, yeah, it's a little bit more complex because by a Remez HaMutar, either we're saying that I didn't do an Amira Bachlal, or we're saying that he's doing it at that end of Shai. It's a Machlokes HaPoskim. Alright? Let's discuss a few minutes that's left the issues which come up for people who have. People who would like to be able to keep their stores open on Shabbos. So here again, Chazal were machmir on the Iser Dirabon Amir Lenachri to a greater extent than they were machmir than other Iser Dirabonon. So for example, there's a Chazal said that there's an Iser of Maris Ayin and Isid Rabbanon, which goes beyond the usual Maris Ayin. So for example, let's say I have a store and I would like to keep the store open on Shabbos. I'm not doing any malachas. All the guy is doing is Mekach HaMemkar. He's buying, selling Mekach HaMemkar. We leave the light on from Erev Shabbos. The guy goes in, he does, so it sounds like it's a double Rabbanon. All right, that's awesome. It's an alterich mitzvah. Let's say I then tell the guy that I hire him and he can go whenever he wants. I don't think he has to be in on Shabbos. He wants to go in Shabbos. He goes in Shabbos, he gets more revenue. So Halacha has to tell him, no, he can't go in. Right? Why can't he go in? He's opening up on his own. It's called Goldberg's Plumbing Supply, right? The name is there, but the guys inside are not Goldberg's, right? So they're there because they want to be able to send me to tell me after at the end of the on Monday that they were there and I have to pay them $5 an hour, $20 an hour, whatever. So Halacha is also why, because of Maris Ayin, because anybody who goes to the store passing by says Goldberg is keeping his store open on Shabbos. Goldberg is making money on Shabbos. Goldberg is doing a Birla Nachri on Shabbos. Nobody's saying Goldberg is doing Malach on Shabbos. Nobody's even saying Goldberg is doing Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. All they're saying is he's having going do Malach for him. There's a Maris Ayin on a Birla Nachri, Maris Ayin on doing business on Shabbos. So that is so Chazal were more machmir when it comes to having your business open on Shabbos. there the Achraim discuss exactly what this Iser is. It's usually presented as a Maris Ayin Ana Dirabbanan. The Alter Rebbe says it's a secondary part of the Iser of Shlichus to a Goy, that I can't have a Goy do business for me in Shabbos, and the Nezer looks at it as a secondary Adaita the Yisrael kind of a din. But then it goes a step further. Let's say I have a situation where I have the second siman of Chelek Gimel, second siman of Hilchos Shabbos. I have a situation where I run a merchatz, I run a store, and I'm willing to let the goy keep all the revenue in Shabbos. They can come in. I'm not keeping any of the revenue. So you want to run the store? Fine. There may be reason for this. I have a store in a mall. I have a contract. I can't close the store in a mall. You can't in many malls. You're not allowed. When you lease a place in the mall, you're under contract to keep it open. Right? Sometimes a franchise. People don't want you to come into their franchise finding clothes on Shabbos. So when you buy the franchise, you obligate yourself to stay open on Shabbos. So I said, no problem, I'll go and come in and I'll tell the guy, it's yours. All the revenue in Shabbos. Halach is Osir. Right? Why is it Osir? Because nobody knows that I had this deal going with the guy. Everybody thinks that I've hired him. Osir. Let's say there's a situation where it's normal to have a worker come in and work on a commission basis. So Chazal was still machmir in that, because they said people will assume that he's not working on a commission basis. Right? The only time when Chazal were makel is in a situation where the goy gets a piece of the action, right? When he's on some kind of percentage commission. Right? When he's...
All the time, not just on Shabbos?
This business is normally run this way. If they normally go this way. So, for example, let's say you have a person who is... again, I have to be very careful of you. Because when I used the word commission before, so that is... Commission usually means you get a piece of the action. So if the business is, I have a sales representative, and the normal process is that the sales representative gets a commission for the sale. So he wants to sell on Shabbos. So then Chazal said that if it's never done this way, if it's never done any other way, if it's sometimes done paid per hour and sometimes on commission, or even if the entire industry changed from being paid by hour to being paid by commission, still also. If the entire business was always a commission-based business, so then there would be there's room to start talking, right? Then you could have a goy, because he's doing a daita nafshoi, he's doing it for himself. You can never ask him. You cannot ask him to come in on Shabbos. The goy has to know that you will never criticize him for not coming in on Shabbos. There's a trade show. The goy wants to go to the trade show. He wants to network and sell. So I can't ask him to go. I cannot be upset if he doesn't go. But he wants to go entirely for himself because he wants to make more commission. And that's the normal way in which this business is done and was done as we can recollect. So then it would be mutter as long as it's clear and as long as he doesn't come up with a big sign that he doesn't, we're not wearing in his shirt Goldberg supply business. It has to be, he has to have a innocuous name, right, that doesn't indicate that it's Jewish. So in those situations that would be permissible. Go ahead.
Isn't it generally usher, and if it's public, even on a Dura Bana?
The chumra is the extent to which we go of maris ayin, right? The goy comes on his own. He wants to open the store, and then he wants me to pay him per hour.
So the maris and people think they're handling him near the hakum and Shabbos.
Right.
So they'll think I'm violating their hakum and Shabbos.
Correct.
What do we normally say, maris and
Shabbos? Okay. Then the next step is, let's say the culture has changed, and sometimes these workers will work on a commission basis. So then we would say, since at one point people worked on a per hour basis, right? Then it's awesome, right? Correct. Nothing. Right. And even if I'm a farsem, even if I put up a sign, this business we would not be makel in that case. But only makel if there are situations where it is normal and was always normal that people work on a commission basis, and there's no indication that and he's working at that in Nafshoi. I didn't ask him to go in. He's not responsible to go in. And I take off any indication that it is Jewish. Now, there are two other situations that will just be around me now. One is what I do is I sell the business on Shabbos. Right? So, that is a much debated issue in Halacha. Debated, number one, because there are many posts against it because it's a harama. Number two, there are many poskim who think just very, very ill-advised. Shubas and Huggas writes that he thinks people have not done well. He thinks it's just bad practice, like we would call it nowadays public policy, but he says people have suffered because of it. And we've all those shubas from the Tzemach Tzedek that the Maramal Shakir is very, very discouraging. It was an old practice. I have a horse, so can I sell my horse in Erev Shabbos and then have the guy pay me for the horse, and then the guy takes my horse on Shabbos, and the guy does business with my horse on Shabbos, but it's not my horse anymore, it's the guy's horse. So what's wrong with this? But so Shabbos will be my horse again, but now it's not my horse. That's what, again, mitzad adin, strictly speaking, that's on my horse. Right? Is it a harama? Could be a harama. If I'm gaining something from it, there is a harama. I'm selling, I'm buying something on the Shabbos. If I'm doing it because I really need the store to be open, because otherwise I can't get the lease in the mall. Right, so that's that could be a harama. That could be so the post can be very, very discouraging. However, there are situations. Well, it says about tshuva is becoming from, and it's very hard to close the store on Shabbos. There are situations where the rove of the revenue is made on Shabbos. So here, a guy who wants to become from, and they're going to say, in addition to all of the sacrifices coming from, you have to find an entirely new business. So you have to help him out a little bit. You have to figure out a way that he won't be doing any yisurim, but that would be a situation where you'd want to use the practice of a mechira for Shabbos. Right, that could be, it came to my play during the recession, that people needed parnassus. And that's one thing when everything's going well, and so you can tell a person to, but a person who didn't have a parnasa and they had the opportunity to take over a certain kind of store, a gas station, whatever, and this was an opportunity to finance the family, and it was a time when parnasa was hard to come by. So those are situations where I think it would be warranted to try to work out, and then but you have to do it very, very carefully. It has to be done with shtaris. It has to be done by Pirsum. It has to be done in a way that there's no Jewish name on it. So there are, and it has to be done in a way that the Jew is not getting Schar Shabbos. You know, it's one thing to, I describe different situations. One situation is I need the store to be open in order to be able to keep, to get that store. The other situation where rove of the revenue comes on Shabbos, that's a little bit, that's a different situation, because I need the revenue in Shabbos. So that's going to be, I don't think that one can be makel on that. But where I'm not going to use the revenue in Shabbos, so then there are ways to structure it. I'll be able to discourage it very strongly. And the final issue is if I go into shutfus with a guy. Let's say when I have the store where the revenue comes in on Shabbos. So there, the only way that one could, again, we would discourage it very strongly, but the only way that we could conceive of it is if a guy is actually a partner. And then also it has to be worked out initially, it has to be part of the contract, it has to be a situation where from the get-go, the guy is getting all the revenue in Shabbos, and I am picking up revenue from during the week. It has to be a situation where all the workers are aware that I have no tainus against them if they don't come on Shabbos. My Mr. Smith may fire them, but I'm not going to, they don't come in on Shabbos, and Mr. Smith gives them a pass on it because they're Smith's brother-in-law. They're not going to hear from me. Right? So it has to be that, and that has to be made clear to the workers as well. So these are the just the skeleton. Whenever these things are done with a great covered rush, with a lot of education and the part of the people who are running the store, and going through halachas very, very carefully to make sure that one satisfies all the requirements.
Yeah.